Welcome to VanClick FM. My name is Jean Sarrazin. We've been having a little bit of technical problems this evening, but I think I've got them licked. And so a late start to the show, but there will be a show after all, as Sean loves to say. He must have coined this phrase, the show must go on. And so it is. I'm Jean Sarrazin, as I mentioned earlier. I'll be joined shortly by Louise Sproul, who's going to be helping me bring you the community events in and around VanClick Hill for the coming days and weeks. We try to keep on top of them in the paper, and so we try to bring them to you every Wednesday evening here, along with some great local music. And I don't know how many of you would have guessed who the musical talent is this evening on the radio, but you don't have to guess any longer, because I'm going to tell you. It's Dana Frozzle and his group Someone, or Wadi Dre. This was recorded quite a while ago at his studio, and it still stands up very nicely. It's really nice music, actually. The CD is called Islands with Beautiful Names, Someone. S-U-M, number one. And yeah, nice tunes. So, continuing with our promise to give you local community events along with local musicians, this is what we're going to listen to for a while, and then I'm going to switch over to something completely different, as they like to say. So, welcome to VanClick FM. Pretty sure Sean Cooley is going to be here at 8 o'clock with VanClick Cooley to give you his selections of rap and hip-hop and beat music. He loves that music, and he knows it inside out, and he will have some treasures for you this evening, for sure. I think he's got a call lined up with his good buddy Creed, who's also very knowledgeable about the genre, and both of them are going to have a good chat about the origins of hip-hop, and probably a couple of other surprises in store as well. So listen in from 8 to 10, VanClick Cooley with Sean Cooley. Let's listen to a bit more of Dana Frozzle and his group Islands with Beautiful Names. I never knew about when I was young. It wasn't talked about by anyone. Don't you know that we can change? Don't you know? Didn't I want to be civilized? For fear I'd grow. All the anger from my youth didn't exactly help me find the truth, but it kept me from falling asleep. There's a shadow so wide and deep. Just tomorrow on a midnight creep. Don't you know? No. So, as I mentioned, that was from a CD released quite a while ago by Dana Frozzle, recorded at his studio. And just to give you an idea, Terry Gillespie played trumpet and guitar on that, Meredith Frozzle vocals, Dave Carty talking drums and percussion, Tim Frozzle drums and percussion, and who else was on there? Quite a nice production, fun. Anyway, that cut was number 11, and I think it's called New Rain, but always fun to dig up some old treasures from local musicians and present them to our listeners. Anyway, I'm joined in the studio by Louise Sproul. Hi, Louise.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in this evening. I know it's been a really, really busy time for you.
Yes, it has. We've just wrapped up 50 Plus Attitude.
Yes, congratulations. A huge success. I was there. I saw it all, and it was fantastic.
Well, thank you to maybe our listeners know that you were there organizing our audio for the day, making sure all our entertainers did really well.
Yeah, here we go, the mutual
admiration society here.
Yeah, but the kudos and congratulations I know are still coming in by text and by phone and by email and whatnot. So it was a really great production that you and Lisa took on, and then Mark stepped in to help and I stepped in to help. But it was really your creation, initiative, and imagination that made that come to life. Anyway, so congratulations. You've got a nice kind of music lined up for us in a minute, but first, I've got on the line here Rosemary Harden. Hi, Rosemary.
Hello.
Hi. And I don't know if you listened to the show last week, but we had David Sherwood on, and he was giving us a little heads up on an event taking place in Hawkesbury last Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning, right at the corner of McGill and Main Street, or Rue Principale in Hawkesbury, and it was a peace march. And I was so thrilled that this kind of event could be taking place locally, because, you know, we tend to think those kinds of demonstrations and manifestations, as we like to say in French, and manif, have sort of gone the way of the dodo, and it's not necessarily true.
I don't think so. It was a very moving experience to see people, many people we knew, many people we didn't know, but children and old people and people with disabilities were all together, and the one aim was peace, and it was give peace a chance. There were people holding up signs of countries that are just at war and people are suffering, and everybody had their own little theme, but it was peace. And we carried white balloons and white flags, and we sang Let There Be Peace on Earth. And we sang some Israeli songs about peace, too. And we walked along Main Street, and David was carrying a sign saying Honk for Peace. And we had many people honk for peace. I did have the occasional person, didn't look like they were honking for peace. They were a bit annoyed that traffic was slow.
But yes.
And we walked as far as Place des Pionniers, and we, some of us were given things to read, quotes from famous people about peace. And we sang a song. There were representatives of quite a few of the Catholic parishes, and they spoke, and at the end we all exchanged peace with each other, a wish for peace, and it was wonderful. There was a wonderful spirit there, mm-hmm. A few tears when people started talking about their experiences of how what they wanted for this world.
Yeah.
And it was surprisingly emotional. We let some white balloons go up into the sky.
How symbolic, just better than doves, I guess, more humane maybe.
Well, I don't know, I'm just thinking the balloons aren't supposed to be so good for them.
Yeah, there's that too, yeah. But anyway, a small symbol just to make people think of peace. So what do you think in terms of numbers? Did you have turn out for the event?
No, 75, 80 people.
Oh, that's really good. That's really impressive. For such an ad hoc kind of, it just came together organically. There was no big organizing committee behind it or anything. David Sherwood said, you know, it was a few people that said, hey, why don't we do this? And it just moved forward kind of organically.
Well, you know, my son Joel has written books about how movements start and how things get done.
Yes.
And it's when a movement happens, when a group of people think, we need to try to do something about this.
Yes.
And that's the way it happens.
Yes, that's so great. David said this is not necessarily a negative commentary on, you know, our knee-jerk way of dealing with disruptions like sending planes or sending bombs. He said it's not even that. He said it's just to make sure people keep the peace option top of mind. Just make sure that everybody knows peace is the ultimate goal and peace is what we should all be aiming for. And I thought, what better way to do it than just have a group of people, you know, walk down Main Street with signs and maybe singing a little bit or chanting, showing unity and togetherness for that very simple cause, and drawing everybody's attention to it. So it sounds like it was a success.
I think it was a real success, and I hope they do it again, and I think even more people would do it.
Yeah. It would be great if it started, especially, you know, with what's happening in Ottawa today. I think everybody's hearts are very tender, and, you know, we're all a little bit shaken, and we're all a little bit maybe nervous, and our trust in humanity maybe has been shaken. So this is especially a time to be thinking peace really is the most viable option, and should be what we're all aiming for.
I just think of another quote that I heard recently, talking about peace, talking about the lesson learned from the horrors of the Second World War. And the lesson was that good people can let something awful happen, and they can just let it happen and not say anything.
Through inertia and inactivity and looking the other way.
That's and don't a, try. And, you know,
yes.
you don't think you've changed the world very much by walking down a street and saying that you care. But actually, I think you do change the world by walking down the street.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. It's a small step in the positive direction, and it could be a really, really important one. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the air on really short notice, Rosemary, just to give us a quick update. Oh, I think Louise has a question for you.
Yes.
Hi, Rosemary. It's Louise. It wasn't really a question, but maybe a reflection. I know on Facebook you posted a note about your daughter being in lockdown in Ottawa, and I think just for everybody here in Van Cleek Hill, here we are in Van Cleek Hill, an hour away from Ottawa, but I know my daughter is there. Everybody was calling and texting, and we all, you know, we're not that far away from Ottawa. We all had people there that we were worried about, and I think even your peace walk, like we need peace here and we need peace everywhere. It was just kind of a thought about that. You know, we were all worried and all frightened because we all know people there, and we were worried.
Today was a changing day. We don't know how things will change, but we know that things changed because of what happened today. And
yes.
It was very scary to get a call from our daughter saying, I'm all right, but, you know,
exactly.
I'm on lockdown. Mm-hmm. And, actually, Andrea corrected it. She wasn't on lockdown. She was a block away, so they were just told to stay inside and away from windows.
Yes.
Yeah. We had five of our, I think we had seven people at work today, and of the seven of us, five of us were desperately trying to reach somebody in Ottawa. We had kids there, and the tension here was unbelievable for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But and it was everywhere in town. You could see people posting on Facebook. So
and we just grieve for the family of the young soldier who lost his life. That just
yes, for sure.
Devastating.
Our
so
hearts
true.
Go out to them. Yeah.
But what is our response? I think I agree with Malala. Violence begets violence.
That's right.
You know, give peace a chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, Rosemary. I really appreciate you attending the parade or the the march.
Yes, I was glad I went.
And then giving us a report on it too. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye bye. Rosemary Harden, Van Cleek Hill resident, and one of the people that attended the peace march in Hawkesbury this past Saturday. It took place at 11 o'clock in the morning, started at McGill and Rue Principale, or Main Street, and went east along Main Street, along the sidewalk, not on the street, along the sidewalk, right to La Place des Pionniers, where they gathered and sang a few songs and did a few chants and held up their placards and tried to draw attention to the importance of keeping peace top of mind in this day and age when, you know, there's so much tension and, you know, I was going to say overseas and in other countries, but now much closer to home. I mean, at home, on our Parliament Hill and in our Parliament buildings and at our war memorial just down the street and even in the Rideau Centre. So a doubly strong reminder to keep focused on peace. Louise, you have a song for us.
I do. And it's a song by the Gypsy Kings, but it's called Inspiration. It's not one of their kind of frenetic dancing ones, but maybe something to give people a chance to think about peace.
That'll be nice. That was the Gypsy Kings. What was the name of that piece, Louise?
It was called Inspiration.
Very, very nice, pensive piece following that great interview we did with Rosemary Harden. Inspiration, very nice. So, speaking of inspiration, our man, Richard Stevens, who put in a nice appearance at 50 Plus Attitude on the weekend as well. He just stole the show, I think. He was the last performer on the big stage. Went on around 4 o'clock in the afternoon and stood there at the mic, completely a cappella, no accompaniment. That's what a cappella means. And, saying, "If I Were a Rich Man" and "Sunrise, Sunset" and another tune, Deep, Deep Cellar, I think it was. An old German tune.
It was, it was kind of a humorous drinking tune, but yes. It went with a lot of variation in the voice going up and down.
Yeah, quite impressive.
But the real note was, and I've had a few people comment about it, was how everybody in the room, he had, as they say, everyone in the palm of his hand. It was completely silent. Of course, there were no instruments playing, but...
That's right.
And it's always a risk. I was in and out of that room all day checking how people were receiving the entertainment because I handpick everybody that performs, and you try to bring variety. And of course, we had, his Broadway a cappella voice. We had South American harp. We had magic. We had ballroom dancers. We had Zumba, and we had
Carpenter doing
an Elvis.
So
it was pretty much. We didn't have Tuven throat singers, but we had just about everything.
And by and large, and I think this was the intent. By and large, the performers didn't captivate 100% what was going on in the room because it was a kind of trade show kind of atmosphere. People were talking, people were, examining products and services and doing the rounds. And that was the intent. It wasn't like a sit down concert where everybody just stared at the front, right? So we wanted the activity to continue, but many people chose to come to the front and sit down at the bistro tables there and take in the show. But there was activity going on in the background. So there was always a bit of a hum and a hubbub, and I talked to the performers ahead of time and I said, and they said, "Oh yeah, we're fine with that. It's the same as working a bar or something,
right.
There's something else going on, right?" Mm-hmm. But when Richard came on and stood at the mic and just started singing his heart out, the whole room went silent.
Right. And, both of us have been working with Richard over the last, I would say, two and a half months. And you just recently recorded his CD. And I just find it feels like he's working himself up to this kind of the apogee, I guess, to perform at the two concerts, which are his life dream, along with the CD, which you have ready.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to play an excerpt from it, but let's just give people the details of the two concerts for starters.
Right. He has two concerts coming up. One is October 26th at Église Saint-Joachim in Chute-Blondeau, and he's sharing some of the proceeds with the church. And that one will have a more francophone element, a more classical element. I was just looking at the program today, although there will be some Broadway and some classic pieces mixed in. And then on November the 9th, and both of these concerts at 3 p.m., on November the 9th, he will be performing at Knox Presbyterian Church, and he will be sharing proceeds from that concert with the food bank. A couple of important things to remember. Admission to both of these concerts is only $12, and he will have his CD on sale there also for $12. And the other thing is he's got a young performer who will be there, guitarist Jacob Liutkus will be there, and he's currently studying music at Concordia University, and he's quite, I've just lost the word, but not precocious, but he's a prodigy. He's on the edge of being that, and he's wonderful to listen to, sir. There will be a couple of musical interludes at each concert by Jacob, and so tickets for those concerts are on sale at the Review Office at Scotiabank in Van Cliquil, in Hawkesbury at the Caisse Populaire Desjardins, and a Scotiabank in Hawkesbury. And for those who live in the Chute-Blondeau area, if they get in touch with Rachel and Edmond Lachaine at 632-6484. So again, that's a wonderful 82-year-old who's making his life dream come true, and he's doing a bit bigger than a recital, maybe a bit less than a concert, and it should be quite inspiring. And I know that you're getting a tune ready from that CD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just picking. I want to try to line up If I Were a Rich Man. That was one of the tunes that he played at 50 Plus Attitude, and he really acted it out. It was a lot of fun.
Right, and most of the performers that day were in the green room, which we were using the music room that day for the green room. But he was standing in the hall talking to people, and our listeners might find it fun to know that he wasn't worried about getting ready to sing. He was chatting with people and sitting at the review booth, and he was all over the place. And our stage volunteer was looking for him all over the school, saying, "Where the heck is he? He's on in 5 minutes."
That's right. I was sure that he would be in the green room, sort of, you know, sweating it out and wringing his hands and stuff. There he was sitting at the bistro table with his partner Lisette, and they were having a grand time, just taking in the crowd and watching people go by, and he was not nervous at all. It was really, really quite impressive. This is this little DVD player, this CD player, is not cooperating very well. It won't actually load. So let me try one more time. You're doing a great job of filling while I get
just
this
filling
lined
in.
Up. Yeah. So just keep on talking, Louise.
Well, the really interesting thing about Richard is that, you know, some people make a choice in life and they keep looking back and saying it's the wrong choice. I never should have done that. And he had a love of music from a very young age. And while he was a young man with a family living in New York, not living in New York, but he had the offer to go and join the opera in New York. Mm-hmm. And he turned it down, according to him, because his wife did not speak any English and he didn't feel that he could uproot his whole family and take them there. So I think he had an offer from the New York Opera Company and also Chicago. Turned it down, but music has been there in the background for him all the time, probably playing in his head even while he was doing sales. And he's been singing in local choirs and taking voice lessons, and has now, you know, is now doing this concert. And he actually came to the review and said, you know, people said I should come and talk to you. And so the whole thing has grown from there, and mm-hmm. It's really exciting because his first concert is this Sunday, October 26th. And so maybe we're going to give our listeners a little taste of what's to come.
This is If I Were a Rich Man from Fiddler on the Roof. And we recorded this at St. Joachim Church, Catholic Church, in Shooter-Blondeau a couple of weeks ago. And it gives you a really good taste of Richard's style and I guess his acting ability, too. Here we go.
If I were a rich man, da-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da- were a wealthy man, wouldn't have to work hard. Diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle. If I were a bitty bitty rich diddle 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 man, I'd build a big old house with rooms by the dozen, right in the middle of the town. Fine tin roof, real wooden floors below, and there'd be one long staircase just going up, one even longer coming down, and one more going nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud quack, gobble, gobble, honk would sound like a trumpet to the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, diddle 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 dee dee diddle diddle dum, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, wouldn't have to work hard. Diddle 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 dee diddle diddle dum. If I were a bitty bitty rich diddle 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 man, I see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs, strutting like a peacock. Oy, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town would come to fawn on me. They would ask me to advise them. like a Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reptavia. Pardon me, Reptavia, posing questions that would cross a rabbi's eyes. Boy, 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 boy. But it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong, 'cause when you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd spend the time that I lack and sit in a synagogue and pray. Maybe have a seat by the eastern wall, and I'd discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. This would be the sweetest thing of all. I better get back to work. I need the money. My daughter's getting married, and I don't need Goldie's wrath. But if I were a rich man, diddle-deedle-diddle-dee-wee-dee-wee-dee-diddle-dum, all day long, biddy-biddy-bum, if I were a wealthy man, wouldn't have to work hard, diddle-deedle-diddle-dee-wee-dee-wee-dee-diddle-dum. Lord, you made the lion and the lamb. You decreed I should be what I am. Would it change some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
If I Were a Rich Man, from Fiddler on the Roof, performed by bass soloist Richard Stevens. And that was a little recording that we did at St. Joachim Catholic Church in Chute Blondeau a few weeks ago. And this CD with, I think, 8 other songs on it will be available for sale at those concerts. So be sure to check it out. Louise, let's give the what, where, and when of those concerts very quickly before we move on to our next event.
All right. Richard Stevens will be performing on October 26th at 3 p.m. at Église Saint-Joachim in Chute Blondeau. And then on November the 9th, he will be performing right here in Vanclick Hill at Knox Presbyterian Church, also at 3 p.m. And you can buy tickets at The Review in Vanclick Hill, at Scotiabank in Vanclick Hill or Hawkesbury, at the Caisse Populaire du Jardin in Hawkesbury. And in Chute Blondeau, you can get tickets from Rachel and Edmond Lachaine at 632-6484. And remember, those concerts are both sharing proceeds. In Chute Blondeau, proceeds will be for the church, and in Vanclick Hill, it will be for the food bank right here in Vanclick Hill.
Exactly. So a really magical performance, as I said, at 50 Plus Attitude and on that CD as well. And speaking of magic.
Yes, speaking of magic.
Presto digito.
Yes, here at The Review, it is just rock and roll from one end to the other, because it's just one event after another. And coming up this Saturday night is something I'm really excited about. On October 25th at 7:30 at VCI, and tickets are moving quickly because we're down to the wire. It's The Life and Magic of Houdini. And every time I talk to Larry LaRouche, he's added something new to the evening. And what he has just added this week, and I know he's still working on everything, is he's going to hang upside down from the ceiling of the cafetorium in a straitjacket.
Oh, so he has announced that he's going to do that, because he had mentioned that he would like to do it that way.
There was a little problem with bulging eyes and bursting veins, but apparently he's going ahead with it. And that's on top of the big grand finale of the underwater escape, when their daughter, Cynthia, and Lawrence LaRouche's daughter will escape from 30 pounds of chains while underwater and having enough air only for 3 minutes. It's a real nail biter.
It's spellbinding. That act is just
cliffhanger,
incredible.
Every word you can imagine.
Yeah, and they all apply.
And if people out there pick up a copy of the October 22nd issue of The Review, there's some really interesting Houdini stuff, and also a little bit of a first person story from Larry LaRouche about how Zadia actually got interested in being an escape artist.
And there's a photo of her in the tank
doing the rehearsal, and it's scary.
It's scary just to see it.
And part of the reason I'm so excited about this is Larry and I have this thing in common. I'm just fascinated by this movie with Tony Curtis and Houdini, and it was back in the 50s. And I watched it as a kid, And that has been Houdini for me ever since. And Larry says that one was quite true to his life story. But when I first saw this show in Laurinelle this past summer, and back then it was a fundraiser for the Laurinelle Old Jail, I thought, we have to have this in Van Cliquil. I mean, they're from the Van Cliquil area. And so I'm really hoping it's going to be a great evening. We've got the Healing Harps and Restorative Drumming in the Schools program is going to be the recipient of funds from this concert. We've got author Melissa Ewan Innes, who was on the radio show earlier this summer. She will be on hand to sign her book, which has kind of got a Houdini theme, and there's a thread on somebody's life. We've got the grade 10 cooking class. Don't get too worried. They'll be making appetizers for everyone at the break, and there'll be harp music in the hallway. And we've got the VCI Link crew serving it. So we've got lots of kids involved, volunteers, and some good food at the break, and music, and an author. A great evening coming up this Saturday, October 25th. And tickets are on sale here at The Review. I should say that. They're $25 each.
Yeah. And they likely will all... It's a limited seating, isn't it?
It is limited seating. Larry wants this to be like a really intimate performance so everybody gets a good view. And of course, because they're doing it on the wonderful VCI stage, which is professionally lit, you will have a wonderful view of this.
And it's at a really nice level as well, so you're not looking over the person's shoulders or head in front of you. You'll be able to see what's going on stage quite well, and as you say, the lights are working at VCI, and so it will be well lit. We're going to do the sound. I'm doing the sound for it, which is mostly, I mean, Larry does it remote control.
He controls it magically, right?
Magically, yeah. From his Dick Tracy watch on his wrist, but I'll just be there to make sure that everything is working out okay. But so the sound's going to be great. The visuals are going to be great. You know, the seating is going to be great.
And there's food and snacks, a short intermission, and I'm telling you, it's an unforgettable show.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Ian Hepburn and Will Lorrain will be performing a 20-minute intermission. There'll be harps and drums there. And, of course, I think you already mentioned it's a benefit concert for the work that they're doing at PCPS, the Healing Harps and Restorative Drums program at PCPS, making a huge difference in the lives of our children from our community. So yeah. And it's all good.
And I'd like to jump in and say that, good works always need money. Money makes the world go round and makes good things happen. People do too, but money helps. You are welcome to make a donation directly to the program, which is under the umbrella of the Van Cliquil Music Festival. And there will be a donation basket there, and all donations over $10, you receive a charitable donation receipt for that amount.
That's right. So that's your... your early warning wake-up call. It's not that early, actually. I mean, it's coming up this Saturday, 7:30 at the auditorium, the cafetorium at VCI.
Three days to go.
Yes, it's not that far away. Only three sleeps or two sleeps.
Three sleeps.
Three sleeps, and then it's the magic show. So drop into The Review during business hours and get your tickets, or the Scotiabank in Van Cliquil, or in Hawkesbury, or the Case Pub in Hawkesbury, or call up Edmond and Rachel Lachaine in Chute Blondeau.
I'm just going to jump in. They'll sell a ticket for the Richard Stevens concert, but not for the Houdini
one. Oh, yes, you're right.
You've got event crossover happening there.
I got crossed wires there. Yeah, poor old Edmond, if they get the call for Houdini, he's going to say, quoi? Qu'est-ce qui se passe? Yeah, there he is now.
There he is now. We've got calls already.
So the tickets for the Houdini concert are only available at The Review.
At The Review, because we are the big corporate bulk right behind that concert. Moving it forward. Free ads, free tickets, free posters, and all the talk you can take.
That's right. So this is the only place you can get them. So come knocking on the door first thing tomorrow morning and get your tickets for this great event. It's a worthwhile event, and it's going to be a fantastically fun event too. Having said all that, Louise, did you have some music you want to play, or are we going to launch into some more? Why don't we just take a little musical break? I'm going to play a little bit of... you want to?
I'll
arm wrestle you for it. Okay, go for it.
Okay, I've got... We'll tell people what it is after they hear it, but they'll feel good.
Il n'y a plus personne. Mon âme qui s'affole en prenant son envol me laisse inanimée. connaissance m'abandonne. Je ne sais pas si j'ai peur. Je regarde dans le corps de mon esprit, nos visages à l'envers, tout petit, si Dieu existe et qu'il te
Quebec artist Claude Dubois, and the really moving song, Si Dieu Existe, If God Exists, Si Dieu Existe. Really, really moving and touching. I love the part where he says something about looking at the reflection of something and the whole world is upside down.
Yeah.
It's great. It's sort of looking at the world through the eyes of a child, I think. But a really nice song. So, Louise, without any more dawdling, we've got a lot of community events. There's so much happening in and around Van Cleek Hill these days that we're going to have to just plow through it and hope that Sean is late this evening. And he just sent me a text saying he might be a little bit late. So we'll just keep on doing community announcements until he rips the microphone out of our hands. So you take it away.
Okay, well, I think I'd like to squeeze in first what's coming up Friday. We'll try to do them in chronological order.
Just to warn you, I'm going to bring up a little bit of Bobby DeLone's violin in the background just so that we can swoop it up and swoop it down between items.
All right.
Give us a little chance to breathe here.
Okay. Well, this Friday, October 24th, from 5 to 7, it's the Roast Beef Supper at St. John's Anglican Church Hall in Van Cleek Hill. Roast beef, gravy, potatoes, vegetables, rolls, and a choice of homemade desserts. It's $16 for adults and teens. Children 12 and under are $8. Preschoolers, no charge. And everyone is welcome. So that's a roast beef supper this Friday night when you're too tired to cook over at St. John's Anglican Church Hall, 5 to 7.
Speaking of church dinners, the St. Jude's Harvest Supper is taking place November the 1st. It starts at 5:30 in the Parish Hall at 372 Genevieve Street in Hawkesbury. On the menu is turkey, of course, and ham, mashed potatoes, vegetables, salads, and desserts. The charge is $15 for adults, children 6 to 12 are $5, and children under 5 are free. For tickets information for this event, call 679-2355. That's 679-2355 for tickets or information about the St. Jude's Harvest Supper taking place November 1st, starting at 5:30 p.m.
And we're going to keep on going with those dinners. I'm not planning to cook all weekend. But on Sunday, October 26th at Holy Trinity Church in Hawkesbury, my hometown church from years ago, pulled pork with baked potato, corn, salad, and dessert, tea or coffee, and a silent auction. That's Sunday, October 26th at Holy Trinity Church on Stanley Street in Hawkesbury. It's actually on McGill Street, but you can come in from Stanley. Adults $12, children $8. So that's Sunday, October 26th, 5 to 7 p.m.
Well, before we go to some musical events, so there's two more dinners that I want to mention. Okay, so there's the Nation Seniors Dinner on October 28th at noon at the South Plantagenet Hall, County Road 9 in Fournier. And that's $11 for members, $13 for non-members. There's going to be bingo to follow. You're asked to RSVP by October 21st. That was yesterday, but I'm sure if you called Diva at 673-2866 and told her, you know, you missed the deadline and can you please attend, she might squeeze you in. So that's the Nation Seniors Dinner on October 28th at noon. And then there's a chili supper taking place at Avoca Community Center, 192 Avoca Road, Grenville, on Sunday, October the 25th. And this supper starts at 5 p.m. Adults are $10, children $5. They're going to be serving chili, salad, rolls, homemade squares, tea, and coffee. And there will be a licensed bar. So everyone is welcome. That's the chili supper at Avoca Community Center, 192 Avoca Road in Grenville.
And not to be outdone, I'm going to throw in another turkey supper in Glen Robertson, Sunday, October 26th. So if you don't want pulled pork in Hawkesbury, you can go for the turkey supper in Glen Robertson at the Parish Hall. Turkey, stuffing, meatballs, vegetables, salads, and desserts. That's from 4 to 7:30 p.m. Just head right out there to Glen Robertson. You don't need advance tickets at all.
I give up. No, I don't. Here's something. Sam's Kitchen right next door. It's the last food item on the Out and About page here, so I'm just going to plug it. She's offering pulled pork on Friday. This Friday, if you like pulled pork, that's what Sam's offering. Thursday, it's going to be Indian butter chicken. And today, she's closed now, but it was garlic chicken, and we've had that before. It's really good with fettuccine Alfredo and sun-dried tomatoes. It's a really nice meal. Anyway, I think we've given them, our listeners, a really good taste of what's going to be available on the culinary side of things in the coming days. Sweet Georgia Brown by Bobby Lalonde in the background. You know that that's the theme song for the Harlem Globetrotters.
I actually saw the Harlem Globetrotters.
So did I. And they were playing this song.
They played that song when they opened. I think it's their, what do you call it?
It's their theme song.
It's their theme song. There is something musical happening on Casburn Road, and you can tell it's nothing to do with my voice because I'm still fighting that famous cold that's going around.
You mean you won't be singing the solo at that?
Actually, they did ask me to join the Ottawa Valley Men's Choir since I've become ill, but I turned them down. But they are going to be in Casburn United Church on Sunday, October 26th, starting at 3 p.m., and that's a fundraiser for the Genesis Cooperative. A free will offering is welcome, and there will be refreshments. So that's the Ottawa Valley Men's Choir this Sunday, October 26th at 3 p.m.
The students at VCI are holding their annual Halloween event down at the fairgrounds once again. Once again means annual, yes. And you're invited to wear your costume and come and play some Halloween games, take a spooky wagon ride, or see if you're brave enough to go into the haunted house.
I'm going to be there coughing.
You're going to be there coughing. Yeah, I thought you meant coffin. Yeah, you're going to be there coughing.
I may well be by the weekend, by the sounds of it.
Don't say that. Come on down to the Halloween town, it says in the ad in this week's review. Friday, October 24th, 5 to 10 p.m. at the Vankley Kill Fairgrounds, 92 Main Street. We all know that, Main Street West. And it's in support of the VCI grads. The cost is $1 per ticket. That's a real bargain. They've gone to a lot of trouble to set this up, and your kids will love it. They'll be scared silly, and they'll be laughing and having a good time. Let me see now. Haunted house and wagon rides require 4 tickets. Games require 2 tickets, and the tickets are $1 each. So buy yourself a handful of tickets and just go through and experience all the very scary exhibits and treats that the VCI students have prepared.
That's right. And I want to remind everybody that between the pulled pork, the turkey dinners, the roast beef suppers, you can have breakfast at the Golden Age Club on Sunday, October 26th in the morning.
You mean we missed one?
We missed the breakfast. And I'm just saying, the Golden Age Club does this. It's the last Sunday of every month at the Golden Age Club over on Bond Street at 122 Bond. And you just show up and their volunteers are there cooking everything you can want for breakfast. So with this, all of these busy events and concerts and Halloween and what all going on this weekend,
You
can just drag yourself out of bed and get right over there and enjoy breakfast.
That would be a really great way to start the day. I wanted to mention too, maybe we'll play a little bit more Bobby and we'll come back and talk about this a bit more, but Lise Saint-Denis Pharmacy is doing a really important event this weekend, so we'll talk about that in more detail in a second after we listen to another cut from Bobby Lalonde's Violina CD.
This Saturday, October the 25th, Pharmacie Lise Saint-Denis in Hawkesbury is hosting a very, very interesting and well-conceived fashion show. The proceeds are going to the Canadian Cancer Society, but the fashion show is all about breast cancer, prosthetics, and things that you need after you've had, you know, some type of surgery related to having cancer. And so it might
surgery or chemotherapy that has
exactly
effects as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that, you know, cancer treatments, she was talking to one of our journalists this week, cancer treatments are tiring and hard enough, and the last thing you want to do is, you know, having to go looking for wigs and prosthetics. Maybe you're not looking like yourself and you want to restore some of your, you know, good feelings and stay out in the world. And so she's now a supplier for many of these products, but she's hosting this fashion show. It's doors open at 7 on Saturday, October 25th. And when you get there, you'll get wine and cheese. And there's going to be this wonderful fashion show and lots of information. So if this is something of interest to you, be sure to be at the Pharmacie Lise Saint-Denis at 214 Main Street East. And that's where the event is taking place.
That sounds like a really important event and a really good support for people facing the really, you know, hard challenge of cancer in their lives or amongst their friends and family.
And so. I just like to jump in and say she's a longtime Hawkesbury business owner. Mm-hmm. Just has a lot going on in terms of service to her clients and has recently moved to a wonderful new location
That's
on
right.
Main Street.
And she's also a cancer survivor. So this is really close to her heart, and she's doing this with like a lot of compassion and sensitivity, and that's really important. So just I'm going to just say we're wrapping up our show. I'm going to actually vacate this seat so Sean can slip in. But Louise, you've got one more really important event that you're actually organizing
And Sean doesn't know it yet, but I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay here and cough all through his show.
There you go.
No, that is not true. But, that's not true.
I just want to say goodbye to the listeners. I'm not sure. I might pop up on Sean's show, but I'm not sure. But anyway, so you take it away and... we'll be back here bright and early next week around 6 o'clock. Tune in for some more local music and local events with me and maybe even with Louise, and we'll see. And take it away, Louise.
Right. Well, I just wanted to remind everybody that we're now in the less than 2 week countdown to the Christmas home tour. Our phones are ringing off the hook here during the day, driving our reception staff nutso. But the event takes place Saturday, November 1st, 10 to 4. It's a self-guided tour, 5 homes beautifully decorated for Christmas. Specialty vendors at each home selling baking, jams, jellies, craft items, a whole host of items. And we also have a whole lot of special events taking place right here in town. We have a high tea at the Trillium Tea Room. We have a quilting show at Sue's Quilting Studio. We've got a bake sale at the Banquakill Museum. The Stormont Dundas and Glengarry Highlander Cadets just jumped on board and they're doing a bake sale over there. We've got taste tours at Bose. You can drop in at Banquakill Vineyard. We got the Banquakill Farmers Market going on from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we have historic wedding reenactments taking place not once, but twice, not once, but twice at St. John's Anglican Church that day. And those are at 11 a.m. and at 1 p.m. And so just a whole lot of things, a whole lot of, what do they call it? A whole lot of shaking going on. Visit banquakill.ca. You can buy your tickets online. Just click on the home tour, or you can come into the review and pick up your tickets here. We've got 3 shuttle buses running around town all day that day, stopping at all the special events in the houses. And new this year, a step-on guide. And as I said to the staff today, step-on takes a hyphen because nobody's going to step on the guide, but the guide's going to step on the bus and tell you about everything happening in Banquakill that day. Remember that the Christmas home tour is organized by the review, but it gives a donation to each of 8 organizations that provide volunteers to our event. So visit banquakill.ca to find out about this and the other 10,000 events taking place this weekend in Banquakill, where there is always something or many things going on. And at this point, I'll look across the table and say, Sean, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm always ready, really. How are you?
I am fine.
Lots of events going on this weekend.
It's crazy busy and fabulous.
It is. Tell us why at this time of year, it seems when I came here last year, it was right around this time of year, it seemed like there was something going on every day of the week, if not on the weekend, just jam-packed. Why does this happen in this town at this time of year?
It is a tough question. I think there are a lot of traditional events and there's a lot of new events, and I think they just get stacked up and people are encouraged and more things are happening. We didn't even mention on Saturday night there's a gospel music concert.
Really?
At Saint-Grégoire Church. It's competing with the magic show, so we're hoping that the two won't conflict, but there's lots of people to go around. Just a busy time of year, and everybody gets in high gear and starts... I think it's a positive attitude right here in town. The people are optimistic and they organize stuff.
Absolutely. Lots going on in the town of Banquakill and surrounding areas. We're sitting in the studios here at Banquakill FM, The Review. Lots to talk about today. I was driving over tonight listening to CBC Radio, as most people are, except for those who are listening to The Review right now. And lots of drama happening in the Ottawa area in Canada. Mm-hmm. And lots to see, lots to hear, lots to think about. My children had a bit of a rough day today dealing with what happened, but maybe we'll talk a little bit about that tonight. How about that? Now, Louise, you're going to stay on, right? You were joking or you weren't joking?
I would not intrude on your airwaves, even though I have a new voice for the evening.
Oh, you have a new voice?
Well...
You tried one on?
I got something that felt like the bubonic plague about a week ago, just before our 50 Plus Attitude show. And that's probably my doctor just texting in right now with a new prescription. But anyway, I don't know what's with the voice. It's just, I'm getting deeper. I mean, it's better. I couldn't talk for 2 days.
Sounds great.
I think, didn't you have this about a month ago? I think you gave it to me.
I did? Really? I went up to Toronto one day, and I arrived on a Wednesday. By Wednesday night, I could feel it. And it was at least 2 weeks holding on. So how long have you had it for?
I've had it about a week.
Really? Well, you might have another week to go.
Great news.
Yep. Just trying to be the doctor.